50 million children, 170,000 lives saved, and a disease that stalked humanity for millennia may finally be meeting its match. Good morning. Welcome to Brightside Daily. I'm Rory, alongside Elizabeth.
And today we've got five stories that remind us the world is making more progress than the headlines suggest.
We're talking about a malaria vaccine rollout that could save nearly 200,000 lives, a new record for human spaceflight, and solar power officially becoming the world's dominant clean energy source.
Plus a breakthrough in gene editing that happens inside the body, and a simple urine test that could transform how we fight antibiotic resistance.
Let's get into it. 600,000 people die from malaria every year. Most of them are children under five, and most of them live in sub-Saharan Africa. But here's a number that could change everything. 50 million. That's how many children Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, plans to immunize between now and 2030. And it's not just a plan on paper. Pilot programs have already reached more than 2 million children. And in those regions, overall child mortality has dropped by 13%.
13% from a single intervention. That's virtually unprecedented in public health.
Exactly. This vaccine represents over 30 years of research. It survived multiple failed attempts, funding challenges, and the sheer complexity of targeting a parasite that evolves constantly. The RTS-S vaccine works. It works in real-world conditions, not just clinical trials. And it works in the challenging environments of rural Africa. Now, I should be clear, this isn't total protection. The vaccine requires four doses, and efficacy is around 30 to 40%. Bed nets and other preventive measures are still essential.
And funding sustainability matters. Gavi relies on donor commitments.
Right. But even with those caveats, we're looking at approximately 170,000 deaths averted by the end of this decade for a disease that has killed more people than any other single cause in human history.
I keep thinking about those parents in Malawi and Kenya who've already seen the difference. Their children protected against something that has haunted their communities for generations.
Sometimes the biggest breakthroughs don't come from a single eureka moment. They come from decades of persistence, from scientists who refuse to give up.
Four astronauts, 10 days, and a journey that took them farther from Earth than any humans in history. NASA's Artemis II mission reached approximately 252,000 miles from Earth. That's over 30,000 miles beyond the previous record set by Apollo 13 in 1970.
Apollo 13, the mission that never landed but became a triumph of human ingenuity.
Exactly. And now that record belongs to Artemis II. But this wasn't just about breaking records. This mission tested the Orion spacecraft's life support systems, navigation capabilities, and crew performance in deep space. All of that data is essential for Artemis 3, which will land the first woman and first person of color on the moon in 2027. Here's something I find remarkable. The European Space Agency provided Orion's service module, power, propulsion, life support. Humanity's return to deep space is a global effort, not a national one.
The Artemis program aims for something Apollo never did, permanent infrastructure. The Lunar Gateway space station, sustainable surface habitats.
We're not just visiting the moon this time. We're planning to stay.
250 to 1,000 miles. That's a long way to go just to set up for the next trip.
The long way round is sometimes the only way forward.
Here's a milestone that would have seemed impossible just 15 years ago. In 2026, solar power is projected to surpass both wind and nuclear generation. It will become the single largest source of clean electricity on the planet.
The transformation has been staggering. Solar costs have plummeted by over 90% in the past decade. It's now the cheapest electricity in history in many parts of the world.
Think about that trajectory. In 2010, solar provided just 0.1% of global electricity. By the end of this year, it will likely exceed 10%. No energy technology has ever grown this fast, at this scale, in human history.
And it's not just about the numbers. Countries that were energy importers can now become energy independent. The technology requires no fuel, creates no emissions in operation, and can be deployed at any scale.
From rooftop panels to utility-scale farms, from rural villages to major cities. Of course, challenges remain. Solar is intermittent. Storage and grid flexibility are still evolving. And manufacturing is concentrated in China, which creates supply chain vulnerabilities.
But the trajectory is clear. What was once an expensive alternative is now the default choice for new power generation.
As one energy analyst put it, this isn't the energy transition anymore. This is the energy transformation.
Scientists have known for years how to cut and paste DNA with extraordinary precision. But getting those molecular scissors to the right cells inside a living human body has remained the central challenge. Until now, an NIH-funded research team has developed an enhanced CRISPR system that enables targeted delivery inside the human body.
This is the difference between treating symptoms and correcting causes.
Exactly. Sickle cell disease, Huntington's disease, certain forms of blindness, dozens of genetic conditions that have remained incurable could potentially be treated. Not managed, corrected at the genetic level. Previous CRISPR therapies required extracting cells from patients, editing them in a lab, and reinfusing them. Complex, expensive, and limited to certain blood disorders. In vivo delivery opens the door to treating organs, tissues, and conditions that can't be addressed through that approach.
The implications are staggering.
But I should note the caveats. This is still in the research phase. Human clinical trials are pending. Off-target effects remain a concern, and long-term monitoring will be essential.
And cost and accessibility will be significant challenges if approved.
All true, but for families who've watched loved ones suffer from genetic conditions with no cure, this represents something they haven't had before. Hope grounded in real science.
From the Human Genome Project to programmable gene editing in just over 20 years.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that we're living through the moments future historians will write about.
It's one of the most common infections in the world. And until now, diagnosing it has remained frustratingly slow. Traditional lab cultures for urinary tract infections take days to identify the right antibiotic. Days during which patients suffer, and doctors often prescribe broad-spectrum antibiotics, just in case.
Contributing to the antibiotic resistance crisis.
Exactly. But a breakthrough urine test changes everything. It can identify the correct antibiotic in under 6 hours, 6 times faster than conventional methods. For the millions who experience UTIs annually, relief could come before the end of a single day.
And the implications extend beyond patient comfort.
Right. Antibiotic resistance is one of the gravest threats to global health. Faster, more precise diagnosis means targeted treatment from day one, reducing unnecessary antibiotic use and helping preserve these critical medicines. Time for our rapid fire round. Here are this week's numbers that matter.
100. That's how many Amur leopards now roam the wild, up from just 30 in the early 2000s. One of conservation's great comeback stories.
25%. That's the EV market share forecast for 2026, 5 years ahead of schedule.
30%. The greater reduction in chronic absenteeism achieved by California's Community Schools Initiative. Holistic support works.
62. The number of teen mothers supported by Houston's MUM program, resulting in 58 full-term, complication-free births.
And 1 billion plus. The number of people worldwide living with disabilities who could benefit from the accessibility innovations showcased at CES 2026.
That's your Brightside Daily for Sunday.
If any of these stories made you feel a bit more hopeful about the world, consider sharing this episode with someone who could use some good news today.
And if you want the full stories with all the links and sources, head to thebrightside.news. Everything we cover is there in detail.
Tomorrow, we're looking at how a simple nasal spray is showing promise for restoring memory in dementia research.
Until then, remember that progress happens, even when the headlines don't reflect it.
Stay hopeful. We'll see you tomorrow.